BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, by the Spirit of God. Apostle Paul moves to another subject the Corinthian congregation needed to know more about, spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit has been one of the underlying glues of the letter, with statements like, quote, God has revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And he said, quote, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? Chapter 3, verse 16. And there's, quote, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Chapter 6, verse 1. The Corinthian congregation's improper view of the Spirit and spiritual gifts were surely on Paul's mind when he wrote in chapter 7, verse 40, quote, and I think that I too have the Spirit of God. First, Paul makes it clear that ignorance is a large part, the large factor, in misunderstanding spiritual gifts in the Holy Spirit, verse 1. Pride in spiritual gifts make them blind to their folly. Another source of misconception is forgetting our state before we receive spiritual gifts, verse 2. From birth, we were influenced and led to believe and accepted lies as truth. We worship something unworthy of worship. As pagans, we unwittingly lack spiritual gifts. We are not born with spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts are granted by the grace of God when we come to believe in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. They are gifts, not natural powers that we always have. People aren't born a Christian. Even if we're born in a Christian family and have all kinds of things about Christ taught about us and Bible every day is read to us, that doesn't make us Christian. That doesn't give us spiritual gifts. We aren't born with the Holy Spirit. We speak by the Spirit who is living in us. We confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, verse 3. We would never curse Jesus after we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Pagans get themselves in an emotional frenzy until they lose control of their minds. They say all kinds of blasphemous and or emotional rantings, sinful and selfish deceptions and lies. Witlessly, some allow demons to speak through them when they're in this state, and sometimes after. Some curse God who made them, verse 3. Paul, in verse 3, contrasts pagan religion ceremonies with worshiping God by the Spirit, revealing to the Corinthian congregation that they were influenced and led by mute, quote, prophets in their midst. From the introduction in verses 1 through 3, Paul will move into the main point he needed to make about the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. This will be in the next BDBDs.